Chazanish, in Perek Aleph, Oiz Dalid, he continues with his description of the human being, the Bria, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the human being, and Kilu found all the obstacles that could have possibly been, and got rid of them one by one, to make sure that there's no issue. Ro hayoyter shadayin in achaim mefakim al matkunoisom im lo yeh kesher ish im reyu. Ribbono Shel Olam saw that even after there's a human being, and there's arms and there's legs, and there's a heart and there's a brain, and there's lungs, and the rest of the organs, nevertheless, if there's no, the life will not be able to flow according to the way it was planned, if there's not going to be a way to interact one person with the next. Va'olam shekula charashim ve'ilmim notu kol erech. And a life, a world, which is full of deaf people and mutes, is totally worthless. Notu kol erech is worthless. Ve'ein bo yishum mamish, it has no purpose. Ve'toyiv mimenu atoyiv. It would be better not to have created the world in the first place. Which is, what does that mean? Why would it be better not to create the world in the first place? Because when you have the opportunity and you can't use the opportunity, and you can't make use of the opportunity, that's much worse than not having the opportunity in the first place. Omad v'tikin, what did Ribbono Shel Olam do that we shouldn't have such an issue? Omad v'tikin mechoino, he created a machine mitzavtzefes kerleis, that emits noises, mishunim, all different various types of noises.
Can't do avodat Hashem without being able to speak?
Not really. Most of avodat Hashem is through speech, whether it's v'avta l'reicha kamoicha, which is all the ben adam l'chaveres, and to try to, that's what we saw by Migdol Bavel. By Migdol Bavel they killed each other because they weren't able to communicate one with the next. So certainly davening and learning, and certainly all these other things, even though theoretically you'd be able to learn with your brain without speaking, but not to be able to convey, and not to be able to transmit Torah to the next generation, not to be able to give over, certainly you're lacking the basis for the world. How do we refer to this machine which emits various different noises? We call it the mouth. The mouth, which every single person is created with vocal cords, and they have the ability. It's just like the way that it looks inside the body is like a violin almost, like a guitar. It has a box, it has air with two vocal cords, and when you talk, so you're really moving those vocal cords a certain amount, and that causes the noises, the same way that when you move the strings on a guitar. Now, every person has a different voice, which is quite amazing. There's 9 billion people in the world, and there's 9 billion voices. And it says that a summa, Chazal say that a summa, how is a summa mutter to his wife? He can't see. It's because he's able to be makah the curl. That means that every single person in the world has a different curl. Every single person has a different voice. And even so, children and parents sometimes you mix up because they have similar voices. But in a Hanami, that, which is amazing to think about it, that the voice goes is hereditary also, that the type of voice. But every single person has, and all men have a certain type of a deeper voice, and women have a softer voice, have a higher pitched voice. It's to be able to tell who's on the other side, who you're talking to, who's there. It's the tremendous chachma of, it's not just that everybody has a way to communicate, but everybody has a way to communicate in a way that's unique to them, and that's unique to their gender. Ukenegdo, and as a counterpart for the voice, Tikin Machoin, for the mouth, Tikin Machoin, he created another machine, Mispa'eles Vinergeshes, it reacts, and it's sensitive, Mikol Tnuas Kol, from every sound wave. Betam, our ears translate, our brain translates the sound waves that are picked up by the ears, and every single wave hits the eardrum, and even a whisper across the room, I saw on Designer World, he says that it moves the eardrum 1/1,000,000th of a centimeter. 1/1,000,000th, that's how much it shakes it. And it's able to translate, the brain is able to take that little bit of that shudder and translate it into a meaningful word, a meaningful sentence. Vanukaren Machainazu Oizen. And we call this machine the ear. Valyidei Peva Oizen, and through the mouth and through the ear, Nivreis We created a vernacular, a language you're able to speak one to the next. And memeila v'hiya adam lenefesh chayo. That's now a person when it says v'hiya adam lenefesh chay. After Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the person, and the Targum Munkla says l'ruach memalala, it means to a spirit, somebody that's able to speak, that's able to communicate. That's what creates. That's what makes a person nitoisiv boidei v'dibur. It says by a human being, as opposed to an animal, nitoisiv boidei v'dibur. The first difference between a human being and an animal is the ability to communicate, the ability to speak. But what advantage does a person have on this world, under the sun, if he's been bequeathed a language, a mouth which could speak, an ear which could hear, if he's still lacking knowledge, and he's missing understanding, and he could be compared to an animal. An animal also has a way, theoretically, to communicate. It could also give a cockle-doodle-doo, and it could moo and it can neigh, but it doesn't have any dot. Kishor eichel esev. He's like an animal which eats grass. I'm not sure what this was doing here, these three words, actually. He's nimshal kebehima, like a shor eichel esev, and like a chicken that eats seeds. What did he want to shor eichel esev? I thought maybe it says in the pasuk Yoda Shor Kineo v'chamor v'us ba'elov. An animal does have some sort of knowledge. It does have the basic Yoda Shor Kineo, but that's only Oichal Esav. That's when it comes to his food. He has the instincts that Ribbono Shel created in every single animal that it should be able to take care of himself. But he has no Deya past that. He has no understanding, and he has no knowledge past the basic instinct that the animal needs to be able to survive. And every animal has that, which is tremendous. How does the bird know to fly thousands of miles south when it starts getting cold? How does every animal know where to search for their food and how to find their food? Ukadema, everything. How does the bee? Who taught the bee how to create honey? Where how to make a beehive? All these instincts the Ribbono Shel Olam put in, which is just to think about it, bechlal, is tremendous. The tremendous chokhmah that in every single bria, the instinct that it's able to know what to do. But it's nothing past that. It's instincts for survival. That's the Yoda Shor Eichel Esav. He could have the ability to communicate, but he has no knowledge more than the ability to keep himself alive by finding his food. However, the desire of the Ribbono Shel Olam was livroya adam chacham mechukam ba'olam, to create a person who's smart, who's wise in his world, and to appoint him nagid al kol yitzurim. He should be the ruler. He should be the king above all other creations. And he planted a root of wisdom in his brain, and he planted understanding in his heart, to be able to understand everything that goes on in this world. He says something phenomenal. He says, somebody whose mind is sharp and he's clever, and he can mamash disconnect himself from the raging waters flow of physical life. To elevate his thoughts a little bit above what's going on in this world, to disconnect himself from this world and look down from the top. Look down, kilu, you're looking down on the world. And Royas inin achochma hamurkovo begever karts michoimer. He observes the tremendous wisdom that was installed in a human being who has been formed from clay, from dirt. Ka'achas achides atmeis, like one of the most mysterious riddles in the world. V'nafshei tis aleph mireva cheshik lav in seido, and he could almost faint from his desire to understand the secret, and he's not able to understand what it means that a person has chachma. He has the ability to have chachma. What is that? What is that chachma? I don't even know if this is what he means, but at least one aspect of what he's saying. When you think about the chachma, it's everything we take for granted. We don't really think about the fact that we think and that we can understand and that we could. Where does that come from? What do you mean? Your brain thinks. Where do you understand that? How do you understand? In your brain, there's certain messages that are able to tell you how to understand everything and how to process everything and how to use that knowledge to make other things. all the things, all the science, all the everything which is created, all the inventions, all the creations, bichlal, all the building, all the where does that come from? Where do these ideas come from? It's stored in your brain. What do you mean? You understand? What do you understand? What material is in your brain that's doing that? How does it understand? You could put all the information into the computer, but it's never going to produce anything that's going to. How does it happen? The Targum Onkelos, he says, "Zacharta ki hu anesein l'chakoyach lasis choyel." Targum Onkelos says, "Zacharta ki hu yohiv l'cha eitzo l'mikni nechsin." The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that gave you the idea to buy, to invest in a certain area. Eitzo l'mikni yivin. When a person says, "I had a brainstorm, right? I had an idea. Where did that idea come from?" What do you mean? We were brainstorming together. The smartest minds in the country got together and we have a brainstorming session. And we brainstormed. What does that mean, brainstormed? Where did the idea come from? Where is it? How did that happen? Where did it come from? Yoiv l'cho eitzel l'mikni nitzin. It comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's really, it's mysterious exactly how it works, b'chlal. And he says, oid yigdal machazeh ha'plois, hishapchus ha'seichel. He says, even greater a wonder is the ability of the seichel, which is the intellect, a person's logic, a person's intellect, a bilti mugdur b'musagei haguf, which cannot be defined in bodily terms. It's not something which is tangible. Ein lo yirech v'lo reichiv, it doesn't have a length or width. Lo yaldis lo zikna, it's not childish or it doesn't get old. L'geshem ezrach, it turns into a bodily function. In other words, something which is totally abstract. A person's logic, his intellect, becomes part of his body, becomes part of, and it grows with him. And when a person is a young child, his logic, his mind is also very childish. He doesn't have the regular logic of, when you get older, you understand. Right? When he gets older, his mind, his logic grows along with him. Imagine if a 3-year-old child would have the logic, would have the mind of an adult. We try, you know, running to school in the morning, crawling to Gan across the street, you know. He has the mind of a, but he doesn't have the ability. His body doesn't allow for it. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it that his intellect is completely compatible at all times with his body. Oma niflu darchei ha-chokma, how wondrous are the ways of the chokma. Oma nelmu mesiles ha-tvuno, and how hidden are the paths of the understanding. Asher kainenu es bechir yitzurim, which were act as a foundation for Bechira Yitzurim, for the chosen amongst all the creations, Etha Adam, the human being. A person thinks about it. That's all the Chazon Ish is trying to do in all these paragraphs, in all these chapters, is to try to get us to appreciate what we have. To appreciate, it's not just, don't take it for granted. Granted that you have a mouth, that you have, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's clear that it was designed. It was clear that it was designed, and Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the issues, and mainly he made it that he should have the hands of Israel to give from one to the next, and the legs to be able to move from place to place, the mouth to be able to communicate, the ear to be able to hear, the mind to be able to understand, to be able to really serve to properly live in this world. All these things, it's clear that they were designed with much purpose in mind and with much forethought beforehand, and it could only have been a designer that created such a wondrous creation as the human being.